This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office has released George Floyd's autopsy report. George Floyd was killed May 25th. Or had died May 25th while he was in custody with the Minnesota Police Department. And he lost consciousness on the scene and then was unable to be resuscitated. And so there's been a lot of discussions as to what was the cause of his death. Was it tracheal compression? Was it neck compression? It's still cardiopulmonary arrest, but there were some very interesting findings with his autopsy report. Now, first, my prayers go out to his family. It has got to be very, very difficult to lose a loved one and then hear about the autopsy report. And I don't know if you guys have ever been in an autopsy. An autopsy is very, very, it's very rough to watch, you know. I mean, even for those of us in medicine, because, I mean, they dissect everything literally. And, I mean, they go through every nook and cranny because there's details, there's evidence that we could find on an autopsy. So, like, for example, if somebody was strangulated, we might see a fracture of the hyoid bone, which we didn't see on George Floyd, but those are things that we could see postmortem. We could see retinal hemorrhages. We were concerned that when Officer Derek Chauvin had the knee on George Floyd's neck, did he sever an internal carotid artery? He had a nosebleed. So we were wondering, well, maybe there might have been a laceration of, you know, his, carotids. Carotid did not appear lacerated. So you know, the autopsies, unfortunately, are necessary. It's just, it's got to be hard to listen to as a family member. And so our hearts and prayers are with him. But I find the report very interesting. They did document that George Floyd sustained a lot of blunt trauma, right, to his face and wrists and things like that, handcuffs. He also had a lot of underlying medical issues. He had severe arteriosclerotic disease. So by severe, meaning he had some arteries that were clogged pretty badly, one of which was 90%. Now, it was his right coronary artery, and I believe he had some sort of right heart issues, because he also had dilated cardiomyopathy. His heart was enlarged. He had cardiomegaly, so his heart was a little bit enlarged. It was also dilated. We sometimes see dilated or like thinning of the walls and a ballooning of the heart. We'll see that with drug use. We'll see that with high blood pressure. We'll see that with arteriosclerotic heart disease. We'll see it with heart failure. But interesting, he didn't have a lot of swelling. He didn't have a lot of other signs of heart failure, except for one. And when I read the report, it almost looked like they mentioned it in one part, but then they didn't mention it in another. They had talked about how the lung parenchyma, meaning his lung linings, were edematous, meaning swelling. They had that it had like fluid in there. And so you wonder, you know, did he have mild heart failure? Did he have, you know, distress, you know, from the knee to the neck and what had happened to him the night of his death, you know, or was that a sign of COVID? So then you move on and down and you look at the COVID test. Now, people were, you know, joking about how his death was going to be ruled a COVID death before we even got his COVID ruling, you know, and because that's kind of the joke of the year. You get into a car accident, it's under COVID. You know, you have a bad period, it's COVID. But he apparently, George Floyd apparently did have coronavirus, or he tested positive April 3rd. what nobody's really kind of noticing is he tested positive again during this autopsy. Now, we're not talking the antibody test. The antibody test can be present forever. You know, once you make those antibodies, that'll be present forever. We're talking about the PCR antigen test, the pieces of RNA. That test is supposed to have a, I don't know, maybe a couple week limit, maybe in terms of going back to negative. And we're talking 7 weeks later. It's been 8 weeks now since George Floyd tested positive originally for COVID-19. But when this testing was done, or when he had died, that's at the 7 week mark. And that kind of made me kind of scratch my head going, wait a second here. Okay, now, I'm not saying he died of COVID, okay, but I'm finding it very interesting that a COVID test that's supposed to look for acute viral activity was positive 7 weeks later. Now, George Floyd's death and autopsy result may lend some insight now into COVID, because you have somebody who had it. Now, I don't know what his symptoms were. Apparently, the medical examiner said he had asymptomatic coronavirus, so that fluid in the lungs they don't think had to do with coronavirus. So then why would an antigen test still be positive? Well, a few things. And now this starts to shift back to the coronavirus, you know, stories and headlines and all that. You know, what does a test mean? What do these antigen tests mean? Well, the antigen test is supposed to mean that you got infected. So you take that test when you have symptoms. So you can't, like, let's say you were exposed to your mother-in-law who had coronavirus and you decide to run and get the test. It might be negative. You got to almost wait until you have symptoms or a few days have passed so that there's enough of that genetic material or the antigen to be able to be picked up. Okay, but then after your body clears it or the virus dies, that test is supposed to go down. Your antibody test will then rise because you've built antibodies. So if it's still positive 7 weeks later, either A, the virus doesn't die. Maybe the virus just sits there and camps out. We've talked about that, like hepatitis, like herpes, HIV. Maybe the virus doesn't go away and you just carry the virus and you shed it. Or two, the virus did die and it just had particles that were still in the blood, enough of them, such that it still triggered the test to be positive. Three, maybe he got infected a second time. Maybe you could get infected with coronavirus multiple times. Or D, false positive tests. We've heard about false negatives, but false positives we haven't heard a lot about. So I found that very, very interesting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, one of you wants to remain anonymous and discuss heart attacks and stress. And did George Floyd have a heart attack? When they say cardiopulmonary arrest for any, whether we're talking about George Floyd or not, may he rest in peace. And my father, who had a massive coronary, from what we understand, autopsy wasn't done, but we believe it was they couldn't resuscitate him. Cardiopulmonary arrest means your heart's not doing its job and the lungs aren't doing their job. Now, a lot of things can put you at risk for that. It could be that they, you know, that you've had arteriosclerosis, you've had, you know, artery blocking. It could be that the pump, the heart pump, doesn't work as well. You could go into cardiopulmonary arrest from asphyxiation, from not being allowed to breathe. Some of you have been kind of debating whether the autopsy shows that, you know, Chauvin, you know, murdered Floyd or not. I don't know if the autopsy shows that specifically. I'm not exactly sure what the lawyers would now do or what the prosecutors would now do. You know, a cardiopulmonary arrest means that it was the reason why somebody died. Somebody inducing the cardiopulmonary arrest would be then up to the prosecutors and the courts to decide. So the medical examiner report helps, but it doesn't solve the issue, if you know what I mean. People were kind of concerned about the drugs that were in George Floyd's system. You know, when you look at the amounts of the fentanyl, the norfentanyl, the 4-ANPP, one of you asked about that. 4-ANPP is a byproduct, I think it's like a precursor of one of the chemical components of fentanyl. Fentanyl is a narcotic. So there was a narcotic in the system, methamphetamine. In terms of the amounts, I can't really rate, you know, I can't put a time limit on, well, that means it was in a system 8 hours or 10 hours or 5 hours. I can't do that based on the number level because you don't know how much it did. There was tobacco, caffeine, marijuana. So the drug use could have complicated, absolutely. I mean, when you look at this as a physician, it's being Monday morning quarterback is still a very, very difficult task because, you know, we're not God and we don't, you know, we're not nature. So we could think, well, you know, he had blocked arteries. He had, you know, maybe some fluid in his lungs. He might have had coronavirus complicating things. There were drugs. You put all that together, and then you put a stressful environment or somebody putting pressure on the neck or the carotid or preventing him from being able to breathe. That, I wouldn't be surprised, based on his autopsy report, that what happened to him happened. It's unfortunate, though, because he's only 46 years old. He was only 46, you know? And it looked like he had high blood pressure. He had a pelvic tumor. People asked about that. I think it was a benign, like, ganglioma. I need to double check that. It was a rare, benign tumor in the pelvis. We don't believe, you know, he had cancer. We don't believe he had prostate cancer or anything like that. I have to look at the, pathology report. But, you know, would he have had a heart attack anyway, if Officer Chauvin had not done what he did? I don't believe so. You know, he had a 90% occlusion of his right coronary artery. I'm sure that would have affected him sooner or later, but I don't think it would have affected him, you know, that week. Unfortunately, though, it's a bad mix. When you do have high blood pressure, when you do have arteriosclerotic disease, and you add tobacco into the mix, or marijuana, or methamphetamine, or, you know, that does unfortunately complicate matters. Fentanyl is a respiratory depressant, and so that doesn't help. And so, you know, could it have been that his body, the question that's going to come is, did Derek Chauvin, the police officer, do enough? Was his intent and was his degree of restraint homicidal? Or was it in the realm of restraint, but because George Floyd had so many medical conditions and things on board, that he died with his threshold for surviving was much lower? That's going to be the question that the prosecutor, you know, I don't know what the heck the officer was thinking. You know, people were asking him to get his knee off his neck. It looks like he started to move it at one point, but then it looks like he just didn't move for the longest time. And then you see George Floyd go under. It's a real, real difficult video to watch. And I don't know what the officer was thinking, and I'm sure we'll hear in court. But I am kind of concerned at, you know, how a 46-year-old black male had such debilitating, you know, changes already to his heart and his lungs, and it's a shame. But it also exemplifies what the African-American community is dealing with from a medical standpoint. You know, high blood pressure affects a third of the population, pre-high blood pressure even more. And high blood pressure is deadly. And arteriosclerotic disease in African Americans is more common than in Caucasians and Asians and Hispanics. We all get arteriosclerotic disease, but we see it more severely in African Americans. Why? Is it genetics? Is it diet? Is it lack of healthcare access? So, you know, if Derek Chauvin, the former police officer, is ruled, we know what he's charged, but if he is not convicted of intent to murder and, you know, homicidal tactics, but instead he contributed to the death, I find it very, very concerning that a 46-year-old would be in that sort of a state where he was that at risk of a heart attack. But, you know, I mean, 46 isn't young. I get that. But, you know, this isn't the 1970s anymore. I mean, we've been able to control people's blood pressure, you know, lower people's cholesterol. We've been able to intervene. And it's, you know, so we'll see what ends up happening with the court hearing and, you know, what ends up, shall we say, what ends up unfolding during the court process. But what they can't escape from is there were multiple contusions, multiple lacerations, multiple. I mean, it looked like, you know, he was bounced around a lot. And a witness said he didn't fight. George Floyd didn't fight arrest. According to this, you look at multiple, you know, signs of quote-unquote blunt trauma. The sickle cell. One of you had asked about the sickle cell. Apparently, he had sickling of his red blood cells. Sickling means rather than the nice round donut, you know, kind of like the inner tube, pool inner tube sort of fullness, it was thinned, pointed, jaggy, and some of the blood cells were sickled or crinkled up. Okay? We don't believe he had sickle cell disease. We believe he had sickle cell trait. Sickle cell disease happens when you have a type of hemoglobin that is challenging and doesn't allow the oxygen. It doesn't carry oxygen as well. Many African Americans carry sickle cell trait. The trait doesn't necessarily cause damage, it doesn't necessarily cause multiple symptoms, as sickle cell disease does. However, the medical examiner said post-mortem, you could see how the blood sickled. So you look at that and you go, well, you know, maybe he also, on top of everything else, didn't have, you know, the healthiest sort of hemoglobin. And that's kind of what happens with, you know, sickle cell, where you need hemoglobin, which is the protein that helps carry oxygen. So people with sickle cell trait inherited, you know, one copy of the gene. When you get the gene from both parents, then you get sickle cell disease. So with sickle cell trait, you usually, like I said, don't see a lot of symptoms because you should have enough good hemoglobin to carry on oxygen. But unfortunately, there are some people that don't. So you add that into the mix, you know, that could unfortunately also, you know, put somebody at cardiopulmonary arrest. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR, don't go away.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a preliminary hearing in the case of a black man shot by a father and son in Brunswick, Georgia, back in February, a lead investigator says the suspects accused of killing Ahmed Arbery never tried to contact authorities before chasing him, even though they claim that they thought he was committing burglaries in the neighborhood.
Did they make a 911 call before going after Mr. Arbery?
No, sir, they did not.
So there's no 911 call initially by them as they gave chase.
That's correct.
The mother of Michael White, a U.S. Navy veteran who's been held by Iran for 683 days since being arrested there in 2018, now says Iran has agreed to release her son from custody. Joanne White breaking the news this morning on social media, thanking the U.S. State Department for helping get her son freed. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Barack Obama speaking out about the unrest gripping the country following the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police. Mr. Obama saying during a virtual town hall event yesterday,
"And to those families who've been directly affected by tragedy, please know that Michelle and I and the nation grieve with you, hold you in our prayers. We're committed to the fight of creating a more just nation."
Delta is now requiring all of its workers to undergo COVID-19 testing, saying that 10 of the airline's workers have died from the virus. Though the daily number of cases has dropped greatly in recent days, the testing coming as Delta's hoping to ramp up the number of flights by next month. At least 3 people are dead after severe thunderstorms tore through the Philadelphia area yesterday, the storms bringing damaging winds causing falling trees and power lines, thousands of people with power outages. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're hearing reports of people taking things, matters into their own hands. There are neighborhoods where people are, where they're manning their neighborhoods, using their cars to block off streets, and standing out there with guns. There are people standing in front of their businesses to thwart off looters so people wouldn't break in, and, you know, when they're just armed themselves and nobody's really doing anything, and, you know, telling them to go away, they're going to, you know, protect their, they're going to protect their store. Same thing with Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, the movement, is going to have a military arm that will police and guard black communities. And you kind of see where people are not putting a lot of faith into the government, into law enforcement, into the system we have in place. And so some people think this is a good thing, some people think it's a bad thing. You know, I don't know if it's a good thing for neighbors to be standing out there with their guns, you know, and blocking traffic. And, you know, I'm a fan of the Second Amendment. It's our right, obviously, but I get a little nervous when people take matters into their own hands. In an interview with Daily Mail TV, Hawk Newsom, who is chairman of the Black Lives Matter Greater New York chapter, said that they are going to be training a military arm of Black Lives Matter. They will be armed, and they will basically police the police. They will, be there in case there is social injustice, in case there is, scufflings between, you know, members of the community and the police. And this is very reminiscent of the Black Panthers. Black Panthers, if you remember, that happened after Malcolm X was assassinated. And the Black Panthers were started in the late 60s. They ended up dissolving in 1982, and then a new Black Panthers group came about in the late 80s. But the Black Panthers were born in Oakland, California, and they did just that. They were armed, and they would basically police neighborhoods. They started out having actually some real nice social programs. They set up free breakfast in communities and health clinics, and they had some promising social agenda items. But unfortunately, there were a lot of scuffles with the police, many of them deadly, and so they ended up, I believe, at its highest membership, they had about 2,000 people. But then by 82, they disbanded. Other Black Panther groups have opened, and then now Black Lives Matter wants to do something similar. So when you start to see people take matters into their own hands, you need to stop and go, okay, well, what needs to be fixed? All right, we are spending millions upon millions and millions and millions of tax dollars, right, for law enforcement, for military, for our governor, we're spending this money. And when I see people need to gun up and protect their business or protect their neighborhood or protect their community, you start to wonder, well, what's going on? What's lacking? Now, from what I understand, the LAPD might lose $150 million in their budget next year because officials want to shift money from the police department into the communities. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, when people look at the problems we have right now, in terms of law enforcement, the number one thing that comes up is there's not enough. We don't have enough cops. We don't have enough people in law enforcement. They don't have enough money. They don't have enough cars. They don't have enough resources. Others think, no, there's enough of them. There's too many of them. And unfortunately, you have rogue cops where things like this happen, like with George Floyd. So we are, things might be quiet in the news today because media might want to shift to talking about coronavirus or casinos opening and things like that. But when you hear and when you see people say, I'm going to be, taking a post and I'm going to be, guarding and I'm, bringing my gun, we need to have a conversation, okay? Now, mind you, I don't blame anybody for wanting to protect their community. I don't blame anybody for wanting to protect their business and protect their house. Okay, I mean, I think it's ridiculous that we are told to disarm or not have guns, and somebody comes into your house, you can't shoot them. If somebody's coming into my house and they don't belong there and they mean to harm me, I'm shooting them. I don't give a damn, okay? I'm human. I have kids to protect. I have a home to protect. I'm allowed to protect myself. So, you know, I get that. But I don't know if we can trust people. That's the thing. All right? We're in a little bit of mayhem. I believe there was somebody who was robbing. I need to look at this story. There was somebody robbing a pharmacy, and I believe they were on their knees and they were surrendering, but they were still shot and killed because it looked like they might have had a gun. This is the problem we have. We have cell phones. We have weapons. We have, I heard that a lot of the kids were able to get BB guns, and these BB guns look exactly like, you know, regular handguns. And so you're going to have a lot of confusion. You're going to also have a lot of people that are looking for the fight. They're expecting it. You know, they're like, all right, somebody's going to be coming after us. And when you start getting your defenses up, unfortunately, you might be too quick to react. See, police officers, that's what they're trained. They're and they go through extensive training to not shoot. Some of them don't get the memo. And people get shot, unfortunately, when they weren't, you know, supposed to. But the average citizen or resident isn't trained in that. You know, I mean, I did my CCW training and all that, but I mean, do I have the same amount of training as a cop? Hell no. Do I have the same amount of training as military? No. And so, you know, do I trust people like me, you know, patrolling communities? I mean, look at what happened with George Zimmerman. I, you know, he felt deputized, you know, to be on patrol. I don't know if we want to trust that. I do agree with, if you don't have support from your city and your home is about to get attacked or your business is about to get attacked, I am 100% fine with you standing in front of your business trying to guard it. Okay, I think we're allowed to guard our own things. You know, I don't know if I would advise it, because you could get jumped by 20 people, you know, and you and your gun, if you're not really that adept at it, you know, is going to be goner, and your gun could be taken and used on you, you know. But, I mean, if you know what you're doing and you want to protect your business, that's your right. But what happened with George Zimmerman? You know, what happened with these other, you know, these Black Panther scuffles in the past that ended deadly? Okay, you know, we're trying to decrease the mayhem. We're trying to decrease the shooting. And so training non-officers to accost law enforcement if they feel that law enforcement is committing injustice and they want to accost them being armed, that just doesn't sound like a good idea. That just doesn't sound safe. Especially since I don't know how you could train them to the same degree as somebody in a police force. And so I worry. And then I also worry that people will, you know, run around armed saying, look, I haven't trained and I'm doing my patrol. And again, we just don't want more George Zimmerman cases out there. So I think our leaders and our, unfortunately, politicians are the ones that are running everything now. But I think they need to kind of listen and see that, you know, people are going to kind of do their own thing. And we're falling into a state of chaos. Even if the news decides not to cover it the next couple of days, what I'm seeing is people are like, to hell with this. I'm getting a gun, and there is no way I'm going to let anybody into my business, into my neighborhood, or into my community. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti has vowed to redirect $150 million away from police officers' budgets and give it to black communities. added officers will be required to report misconduct and excessive force. In California, also in the news, a suspected looter, 22 years old, this is the one who was shot dead, because his hands were up, and the cop thought he had a gun, but he instead had a hammer. Sean Monterosa, 22 years old of San Francisco, was looting a Walgreens. Police said he was one of a dozen looters outside the pharmacy in Vallejo. Apparently, alleged looters arrived at the Walgreens in two vehicles. Police received multiple reports of looting at the location. One of the vehicles rammed into a police car. It prompted a high-speed chase. So at the same time, police noticed Monterosa standing near the store. Monterosa ran toward another car, got on knees, and put his hands, that's what they, maybe got on his knees, put his hands above his waist. But then officers noticed what looked like the butt of a gun inside his pants. That's when an 18-year veteran cop fired five shots through the police windshield, and one bullet fatally struck Monterosa. When police examined him, he had a hammer. So we're talking kind of about the chaos that's going on now, and I don't think budget cuts are going to do it. I mean, if you want to give additional money to communities that are affected, that's one thing. But to pull money away, it's like right now, police are being punished. Police are now being in the, you know, rather than, you know, incentivizing and saying, look, guys, okay, you will, you know, you'll keep your job, you'll whatever, if you, you know, follow everything to a guideline, and you will lose your job, and you will possibly be arrested if you don't. I mean, rather than that, it's, well, what we're going to do is we're going to take money away from you, and we're going to, you know, you pulling money from a budget where you have cops that are, you know, fighting for their lives, protecting our lives in chaotic situations, that's not the answer. Okay, I mean, we can sit here and debate what a cop should do, but unless we're actually in their shoes and we understand what they're going through in those life or death moments, whatever we're saying is complete BS. I mean, I could say, okay, well, you know what, maybe just, you know, try to avoid, you know, the chest or try. No, if you're being attacked or you think you're going to be shot, and it is your sworn duty to protect others, and somebody's reaching for a gun, right? You don't have time to stop and, you know, avoid, you know, the femoral artery. Because my husband had to school me. I had said, well, you know, being a doctor, I don't want to, you know, hit any major arteries. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to aim for. He's like, there's no time to aim. There's no time to decide, you know, where you're going to try to, you know, avoid major arteries. If you're being attacked, if somebody's lunging after you, I think there was a video of a woman with a knife who was lunging after a police officer. And, it's fast. It's very fast. When people lunge, it's fast. And he had shot her and killed her. And when I look at the video, I'm amazed that he got his gun out in time and was able to shoot her, because it looked like she got him first. I mean, you know, people think, well, you know, you don't bring a gun to a knife fight or vice versa. Unfortunately, you know, when people lunge, it's fast. It's, you know, and sometimes when you shoot, it does take a while for the person to realize they were shot, and they could still move. They could still be lunging. And so, you know, unfortunately, police are quiet right now because they nobody wants to hear their side, and nobody wants to. Because, again, what happened with George Floyd was so tragic. It's a huge embarrassment, you know, on the, you know, Minnesota Police Department's record. And even though the Minnesota police have done amazing things, you know, for the state and for, you know, the cities in St. Paul, Minneapolis and all that. They, when, you know, when you do something right, no one remembers. When you do something wrong, no one forgets. And so when I'm hearing that the L.A. governor, I'm going to be on the John Phillips show later today on KBC, probably discussing this, saying, you know what, we're going to take money away from them. We're going to punish them. Punishing them for something that happened in another state and giving them less resources is not the answer. Now, one of you had asked about police officers protesting. How many of them are in favor of the protests? We don't know the exact number. I do know from what I understand in the community that many do want to show their support for the victims, you know, and the family of George Floyd. And, you know, they do believe what happened with that officer is wrong. But again, it's not an all or it's not a black and white. It's not all or nothing. There's people are rioting and protesting Trump. They're saying all cops are ACAB. They're claiming all cops are bastards. So you aren't going to see many police officers in these protests because it's not just about George Floyd. I mean, now it's, you know, people have extrapolated and now, you know, widened it to mean and go after so many things. And so, you know, they might be originally in a protest, you know, look, we're here, you know, in support of George Floyd's family. And then all of a sudden when things turn anti-cop and there they are. So they, you know, I believe there are a lot of police officers that want to kind of be a part of the cause, but they can't. And then here you have the mayor punishing them by saying they're going to take $150 million away. I don't know. I mean, if I was a police officer, and I'd love to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, should police officers sit it out? Should police officers say, look, you're on your own? You know, if you don't want us, fine. We'll take a few weeks off. I know in Vegas we had a homicide last night. I'm not sure what prompted it. I don't know if it was protest related or not. We have an officer fighting for his life because he was shot in the head. We have, I live in Vegas, so, I mean, we have multiple issues, unfortunately, when it comes to crime and murders and things like that. Things did quiet down a little bit, you know, during the shutdown, but still things happened because there was nobody by their business. There was nobody, you know, things were able to happen. But maybe that's the answer. Maybe cops need to say, you want to know what? We're out. You guys do your thing. Now, unfortunately, it's really hard to clean up the mayhem. And I think it might fall on deaf ears because you have a lot of people out there that do appreciate the safety that the police officers provide for us. And, you know, we live under this banner of safety that police officers, you know, provide, and we wouldn't want them to do that. But for somebody to need the police, that's not something they're going to feel or need right away. You know, business owners realize it very early on. They were like, okay, whoa, wait a second. Okay, my business is destroyed or my house is destroyed or, you know, but if you don't own a business or you don't have anything that's going to get attacked, if you don't, you know, it might take a while for you to miss the police. And so that's kind of why I'm not the first one to bring this up. Many people said, you know what, the cops should strike for a week and see what happens. The problem is the average person that appreciates them would be the one that kind of feels it. And a lot of the people out there protesting, if they, you know, I mean, I rarely needed police help growing up. I know we benefited from it. I know now, you know, how much I benefited from it. But, you know, when I was young and I wasn't really, you know, that astute, you know, I think it's the wrong way to go, L.A. Mayor. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.